I'm Bill Littlefield.
So we have to continue to find ways in which to make our game safer. We're not done yet. I put that as a very important concern for us going forward.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell made those comments on Tuesday, and we'll explain why on this week's edition of Three Stories You Should Know. My guests are David Steele of The Sporting News and Craig Calcaterra of NBC Sports. Welcome back to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
David, why was Roger Goodell on the defensive again this week?
When is he not on the defensive?
Exactly.
It's incredible. They had pledged $30 million to concussion research that was going to be spearheaded by the National Institutes of Health. And a congressional committee released its findings in an investigation. What they found was that the league was taking aim at several of their critics who had come down harshly on the way that the league has handled concussion research. The league had tried to basically push them aside.
In other words, remove them as recipients of this money. We'll give the money to somebody, but not to these doctors who don't like us.
That is exactly what it is. People who are more favorable to us. And there are a lot of the heavy hitters who are really meddling. I mean, that's really the best word we can use.
Hmm.
Meddling in what the NIH was doing in terms of concussion research.
Craig, does it seem to you that David is exaggerating in any way the NFL's malfeasance here?
No, that's what it does. I mean, it does this on the PR front. It does this in the legal world. Go ask Tom Brady how that's working out for him. This is something that strikes to the very heart of the league. There are always PR dust-ups. There are always players who can get in trouble, but they could always be cut loose because players in the NFL are fungible. But when you have something that goes to the very pursuit of the sport, large men hitting each other at high rates of speed, that goes to the NFL's very viability. And so I don't think they will do anything or not do anything to try to make that story turn out a little bit better for them.
It's a dangerous sport. Guys bang into each other hard on every play. And even now, allegedly protected by the new rules, 30% of these guys are going to have cognitive problems in retirement. This is the league statistic, not one that I've made up. And the problem is exacerbated by the spectacle of the NFL trying to say which doctors should be studying what. No, they don't get to call those shots.
Yeah, the league is doing an absolutely just reprehensible job of taking responsibility and being fully accountable for the part they play in all of this. And if it doesn't get better, then something a lot worse than a congressional committee is going to be holding their feet to the fire from now on.
Craig, I understand that although Mets pitcher Matt Harvey would just as soon nobody pay attention to him at this point in his career, you have been paying attention. What's going on?
Oh, everyone's been paying attention. And I like that you mentioned the word accountability a second ago, because that's the word that's being used here, although in a much more frivolous fashion than it is with the NFL. Matt Harvey on Tuesday night got shelled once again. He's been having a terrible year. And after the game, he decided not to meet with the assembled members of the sporting press, which, if you follow baseball for a long time, you realize is the cardinal sin, at least in the eyes of the media. It used to be a situation where the press would say, how dare he not answer to us. They realize that's not a very good look. So now it's, how dare he not be accountable to his fellow teammates who now have to answer questions about him when he should be answering them. Never mind that they're still going to ask those questions of his teammates anyway. It's kind of ridiculous. He's not allowed to take 10 minutes and go blow off some steam, or else he's considered the most evil villain in New York sports this week anyway.
David, are you similarly outraged with all those columnists in New York?
As somebody who used to be in the clubhouse with the New York media, there have been times when I've been disgusted with myself with what we're with what we're entitled to do. Because, yeah, I mean, I think that beneath the whole concern about, hey, is he talking or is he not talking? Is he accountable or is he not accountable? That, yeah, he's somebody who's having a real career crisis right now for a lot of reasons. His health, his effectiveness, his money, you know, his injury history. It kind of waters down the meaning of a word like accountability if you apply it to that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have the great luxury of not being a beat writer, and I've never been a beat writer, and so I can adopt the high ground on this. I don't think players should be required to talk to reporters. I don't want to talk to somebody who doesn't want to talk to me in a locker room or anywhere else.
I'm totally with you on that. Players, if they really want to get their message out, are able to do it on any number of platforms. So going in and asking, talk about that pitch in the sixth inning seems a little bit weird to me.
Let's move from baseball to basketball. I've been watching the NBA playoffs along with lots of other people, and I suggest that somebody who intentionally kicks an opponent during a basketball game should be tossed out of that game and suspended for the next one as well. Draymond Green is the guy who did that. He wasn't suspended. Green was fined $25,000, which in the NBA doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot. The average salary is somewhere between $4 and $5 million a year. Lots of writers have congratulated the NBA for its level-headedness. He's an important player, and the argument was it was an important game. And that sort of importance shouldn't be the point. You cannot kick your opponent in the groin or the head or the stomach or anywhere else for that matter and stay on the floor. David, which side are you on?
Kick him out. I was appalled by the reaction by a lot of people. I mean, you know, hey, he kind of forfeited his right to claim that, hey, this would throw the balance of the series off the moment he decided to swing his foot.
Craig, are we going to make it 3-0, or are you going to take the other side on this one?
I can't even pretend to be contrary, and I do that very well most of the time. So, now, you know what really would have thrown this series? If he would have ruptured something critical on that guy that he kicked. Oh. That would have really thrown the series. The fact that a player is in a game, no matter what, come hell or high water, that's important to the players and the team. Shouldn't be important to the league. They're a regulatory body. They're not a rooting interest. Same with the media. The idea that we're going to all of a sudden have a sliding scale on brutality because something's that much more important seems really ridiculous to me.
My guests for Three Stories You Should Know have been David Steele of the Sporting News and Craig Calcaterra of NBC Sports. Thanks to both of you. This was fun.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks a lot.